Welcome to the combat training episode for Foxes. This is an audiobook excerpt from our published book, War and Pest. This episode is used as a training and development tool for members of the combat pest control team and is used in conjunction with a written document and an internal questionnaire. Foxes are an integral part of the urban ecosystem, but can be a noisy nuisance, especially from December to February. Foxes could and should be managed, not culled. We'll show you how to deter from your garden later on. How to spot a fox. Male and female foxes are similar in size and shape. Females have a slightly smaller skull and slightly weigh less. Length, 65 centimetres from head to body, reddish brown and white chest, 50 centimetres thick bushy tail, called a brush. They weigh up to 10 kilos. Where they live, foxes are territorial. They move into any area that's unoccupied by another fox. Foxes have several layers and one or more breeding dens within their territory. What they eat? Rats. Foxes help control urban rat populations. They eat fruit, spiders, earthworms, insects, birds, carrion. Only 18% of their diet is made up of waste food, scavenging from bins, ripping bin bags, etc. A year in the life of a fox. Foxes become a nuisance for short periods during the year. This is worth bearing in mind when faced with a fox problem. Often the disturbance is short-lived, and with patience, it will cease in a matter of weeks. There are some steps you can take to make your home less attractive places for foxes, and we'll talk about that in another episode. Here is a year. From late January to early February, foxes mate. Vixens are more sexually active for 3 days during this spell, but they are noisy, finding a mate and eventually breeding. Late Feb, find a den. Before giving birth, the foxes will find a safe den to have their litter. This could be under a shed, in a hedge, or at the back of a garden. In March, the vixens give birth. There are up to 5 cubs in a litter. The male fox forages for food and returns to feed the vixen. The cubs feed from her milk. April, cubs emerge from the den. Adults molt. The vixen is still being fed by the male fox, but you may spot cubs in the garden for the first time. Adults lose their winter coat, called molting. At this time, lots of people mistake this for mange. Don't worry, it's just molting happening. May, both adults hunting. At this stage, cubs are now eating solid food, so both adults hunt to feed them. June, the den is abandoned. The vixen has stopped producing milk. The cubs are 100% on solid food. The foxes may leave your garden. July and August, cubs become more independent. Cubs forage for food themselves. Adults spend nights away from the cubs so they can begin to separate themselves. September, cubs are fully grown. They're indistinguishable from their parents, so it appears there are lots of adult foxes. October, family group disperses. Cubs move on and find their own territories. Molt is complete in the adults. November, December, fights over territory. Another noisy period as foxes fight over territory. Adults and subordinate adults fight as younger foxes find their own territory. For our team members, please visit other episodes. Ensure you've taken your questionnaire for continuing personal and professional development.